Obviously, you knew that guy throws pretty hard. Did you see where that pitch was? It was well above the zone.
Yeah, I saw it aftermath, but I was kind of looking a little bit higher just because of how he struck out Luplo. He kind of elevated a little bit, so after the first pitch changeup, I was kind of looking just a little bit higher. Just with my three at-bats before getting underneath a couple balls, I was really trying to stay on top of the baseball there.
You only caught Merrill in Nashville when Torrey came out to talk to him. Torrey said he was pretty persuasive in talking his way.
Yeah, you just wanted the baseball. I mean, you wanted to get his first complete game, and I don't blame him there. Pitched his butt off and did really well, and helped the bullpen out a lot, kind of picking up a lot of innings for us.
What were you seeing from center field? And you got a pretty good look at what he was doing out there.
Yeah, I mean, he was just doing the same thing he always does. Throws his fastball and cutter and changeup and curveball and just mixes really well and makes his pitches and usually doesn't miss his location.
His efficiency was pretty amazing. 8, 7, 11 pitches per inning.
Yeah, they were really aggressive against him. I think that's what helps him out a lot, too, of when teams are very aggressive. They're going to get weak outs and you're going to be able to move along through the game a lot faster. So I was really happy for him, and it was actually pretty fun being able to play behind him out in center field.
You had that one line drive, kind of, you maybe overran it just a touch and had to jump at the last second. Are you getting more of a feel for, you know, like direct off the bat straight at you in center field?
Yeah, it was kind of a weird baseball because it was, pitch was inside and he must have stayed really well through it. And it kind of just had a little curve to it at the end. So I thought it was actually going to have a little bit more topspin, but he backspun it pretty well.
I can't remember, did you catch that game against the Cubs that Merrill threw last year? I think it was the Cubs, where he almost threw a complete game.
At home? Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
He took a low pitch down the ninth that day too. I feel like that happens with him sometimes. Is it a combination of him throwing a lot of strikes, or do teams, I don't know, he doesn't throw super hard. Do guys think they can hit it? They just like to go at him? And
I think it's just the teams that are really aggressive against him kind of get themselves out, and it kind of just, he just locates, just pitches and does what he needs to do to be able to be successful and be able to do what he wants to do. And when he is not right, usually he leaves a lot more balls over the middle. And but tonight he did a very good job.
That Crona bat was a pretty good matchup there.
Yeah, he made him work there at the end. And he actually made him look foolish a lot, but he did a really good job being able to fight off a lot of tough pitches. And you know, Merrill did his thing there and got a strikeout.
Thanks, Russ.
Thanks. 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 Thanks.